FAMU trustee Bill Jennings made his displeasure known in the wake of the news that more than 100 members of the band had been allowed to travel and participate without being enrolled at the university. Jennings called that a misuse of public money and trust.
I feel that if Dr. Ammons was aware of these things, I'm sure that he would have taken steps to see that it did not happen. But it did happen. And because it did happen, again, it would indicate there was some type of breakdown and whatever takes place in getting that lying information to the president. But I do know that because of that, this university is in a crisis now, a crisis that we haven't dealt with in the past.
Jennings called the lack of oversight a failure of the administration and a lack of institutional controls. Those extra students came to light during a Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation into hazing in the band following the death of drum major Robert Champion. Jennings also took Ammons to task over fraudulent audits done by the school's ex-audit director. At least five of the missing reports were tied to the band's finances. Only four of FAMU's trustees sided with Ammons, but one of them, board member Kelvin Lawson, said much of the ability to deal with the fallout from the hazing scandal and audit issues was taken out of Ammons's control.
I feel like the administration has been somewhat tied in their ability to act due to the external investigations that were taking place, and the university's leadership was specifically asked to stand down. So as Chairman Jennings has stated facts, I believe that there are extenuating circumstances behind some of those facts as well.
The board's no-confidence vote comes days after Board of Governors Chairman Dean Colson wrote a letter citing problems with the way the school's administration has handled the ongoing hazing cases. Colson also expressed concerns over a student-on-student sexual abuse case at FAMU's lab school and the accreditation status of two of the university's therapy programs, which were on probation. An arrest has been made in the sex abuse case. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.